All right, gentlemen, that takes care of all the regular business for this evening. And we have just one case under old business, and that is case number 11,375. And it's a variance from the side yard setback, Silver Lake Drive in Rehoboth Beach. If I can get him tabled, that what that was for. 375.
Well, started off, gentlemen, the applicant has addressed the standards mm-hmm. in writing and also mm-hmm. made the presentation yep. and I've gone over the written part of the uniqueness and cannot otherwise be developed and not created by the applicant. And so forth,
right?
And signed by both applicants on this, and that she said she's going to have quite a few issues in the future.
Mm-hmm. She has a few now, I think. Even
she has
she
a
was,
few now.
Yeah, they're not in there. She can get by with them, but going up and down right now with the groceries and things. But yes, she did state that in the future.
And if I recall, I wasn't here at the last meeting, but I have gone back and looked at the records from that, and I spoke with Everett Moore, who was the attorney at that meeting as well.
Right.
And I know we brought this up when it was originally brought up the first time, was whether this fit into a situation where we needed to make where a reasonable accommodation would be appropriate.
Right.
That's, in looking at the situation, the applicant appears to fit within that class of a disabled person.
Yep.
And the board is required under the Fair Housing Act to make reasonable accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
If there's the applicant couldn't do so within the confines of our zoning code. So, just like for you to take that in consideration as you deliberate on this one.
I don't really have a.
Well, I think the applicant, and just like counsel sure. has said, I believe if you go through word by word, you can find that in the statements she has made that the applicant has made is it falls under that category.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, being necessary.
Being necessary.
And not necessarily been created by the applicant.
Right.
Plus the fact that when she had stated that when they purchased the property, the real estate agent said that it was designed for an elevator.
For the right. elevators. Right. Yep.
And it's not only in testimony, it's also in hard copy, I should say, everything that
I'd noted that the applicant had said that the real estate agent told them it was designed for an elevator.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any problem with it. I think she fell in the criteria of that medical problem.
I'm sorry.
I'm finished. Honestly.
I thought I did remember hearing that there was testimony saying that there were other condos in this unit or in this complex that had elevators.
Mm-hmm.
They made them from the dumb waiters.
Yeah, from the dumb waiters.
But they were, I believe we heard that it was not necessarily a handicap type of elevator, but a standard.
Right.
Elevator.
Yeah, and I think the other issue we're not to consider is also the layout of the actual structure from floor to floor. Those two units, and when you looked at them, had that the two that I think currently have them, the dumbwaiters kind of had an infrastructure in place where for
right.
the floor
right.
there wasn't plumbing
right.
and electric and that sort of thing.
Right.
Whereas
here, you got to deal with.
I think the applicant explained the case very, very thoroughly.
Gentlemen, no further discussion, if everyone's ready to vote.
I am.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has argued that there is a uniqueness in the situation and the need to have an elevator on the property to, if nothing else, to allow, enable reasonable accommodations to the future handicap that she will have. Therefore making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and obviously she didn't create the situation that she's in, so it wasn't, I don't feel that it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood in that there are other elevators in the area, and it's not an excessive request. In fact, a minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,375.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,375. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,375 is approved. Okay. All right, gentlemen, that's all the business that I have tonight, or for us this evening. Mr. Light, is there anything that you've got for us, or?
No, just never meet in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. On the 16th, I believe.
16th?
Yep. Today's the 2nd, 14 days. Yep.
Do the math.
I do the math. So we're open to adjournment.
Anyone into hockey? Who's going to win?
New hockey? York? I don't know. What is that?
All in motion favor? To adjourn, Mr. Chairman?
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meetings adjourned except Mr. Lank and Mr. Workman. They're adjourned to 10.